Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what is the specially designed program that the whole Community Inclusion Department of Jewish Learning Venture carries out every year at the National Museum of American Jewish History in Philadelphia? And who is it for? Jewish Learning Venture is an organization based in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, whose mission is to inspire and empower people to make Jewish life, learning, and community relevant and meaningful. Their work is divided into three broad areas: engaging families, empowering institutions, and building community. Within the area of empowering institutions, Gabrielle Kaplan-Mayer is the Director of Whole Community Inclusion, which offers training, coaching, and support to help make Jewish organizations welcoming and inclusive for people with disabilities and their families. Gabby spoke with us about Jewish Learning Venture and specifically Whole Community Inclusion. Thank you very much for speaking with us today. Could you tell us first a little bit about Jewish Learning Venture, who started it and when?
Sure. So Jewish Learning Venture has been serving the Philadelphia community for the last 10 years. It actually is an agency that came together when two different Jewish agencies merged, and those agencies had a much longer history. So the combined history of the agency is like over 25 years. And we provide supports to all of the synagogues and schools in the greater Jewish Philadelphia area, which is about 60 synagogues and schools. And we provide supports to in terms of teacher training, working with clergy, and we do programs for families in the community, providing Jewish resources.
So what was the idea behind it?
Behind the agency?
Yeah. Because, well, I may be wrong, but I mean, I don't know of any other city or community that has this sort of thing. I may be wrong.
Oh, yeah, there are. The history was a lot of cities had what was called a Board of Jewish Education that provided resources and trainings for the educators. And our agency, why it's really innovative is that we're working with the educators, but we definitely are a unique agency, you're right, also providing programs and supports directly to families.
Well, I saw from your website that there are actually three general areas that you're involved mm-hmm. with. So let's talk about the first two before we get more deeply into the one that you yourself are working with. Engaging families, okay? It says inspiring, caring for, and building relationships with and among families just like yours that are raising Jewish children. What sort of programs do you have in that area?
So we have a program called J Kid Philly, and we do programs for families raising Jewish kids all over the area. So, for example, and these are free programs, and families don't have to be members of a synagogue or school. It's for everyone, really low barrier. And so, for example, we had a big Hamantaschen baking program that was really successful. We do a lot around holidays. We do social action. It's just a chance for families raising young kids to get a taste of doing Jewish activities. And we also have a website called jkidphilly.org that has tons of resources that families can download. And our agency also administrates PJ Library, which of course is an international program that delivers free Jewish books to kids every month. So we do all of those things.
Okay, and the second area is building community, and it says, enabling people to find meaning and relevance in connecting to Jewish life and expanding the understanding and presence of community in quotation marks.
What do you mean by community?
So again, we want people, you know, we want to create opportunities for people to connect with other Jewish people. And sometimes we've found like synagogues can sort of be like in silos, like you get to know the people in your synagogue, but you might not get to know people in other parts of the Jewish community. So, for example, we every year for the last 10 years have run a program called One Book, One Jewish Community, where we pick a Jewish book and encourage the whole community, all synagogues, to read the book. And we do author programs and events with the book. That's more towards adults, but it, you know, brings people together.
Then the third one is empowering institutions. And it says empowering people who seek to build dynamic institutions and enabling them to navigate the challenges of 21st century Judaism. This one sounds a lot more proactive somehow.
Yeah, this is our work that is with the people who are the professionals in the synagogue. So that could be teachers. We do coaching with education directors who are running schools. We do programs for early childhood teachers and directors, for clergy, for everyone who's, you know, in the institution, just giving them some professional development to stay on the latest trends in education and leadership.
Now, you're the director of Whole Community Inclusion. Can you tell us about that in depth?
Absolutely. So Whole Community Inclusion within the agency is touching all three of these areas and focusing on how do we include people with disabilities and their families in Jewish community. And we know that this hasn't always been the case. There have been, you know, many times where people with disabilities felt alienated or could not gain access, even physically, if there were mobility issues into buildings, and education programs weren't available for children. So families felt alienated. And fortunately, there's been a really great change in awareness of these issues in the Jewish community, especially in the last 10 to 20 years. And so that is what our initiative is all about. And we do programs that support parents and families. And we're doing a lot of trainings for teachers and clergy and education directors, and really just trying to raise awareness to the whole Jewish community about issues related to disabilities.
What kind of disabilities?
Everything. So that includes learning disabilities and cognitive disabilities like autism, which is really important because one in 66 children is being diagnosed right now with an autism spectrum disorder, and you know, looking at issues of physical issues. So, for example, with issues of hearing, people who are deaf and hard of hearing a lot of times have felt alienated from synagogues because they simply couldn't participate in the service. And so a lot of synagogues are figuring out new listening systems, putting in captioning, bringing in interpreters, you know, and making changes so that everyone can participate.
How do you do this? In other words, what are some of your programs?
Thank you for asking that. We do a lot of different things. I'm gonna start by describing some of the programs we do directly for families. We provide webinars and seminars for parents, giving them resources and, you know, ideas for how they can do Jewish rituals and participate in Jewish traditions in their home. And, you know, so adapting things based on kids' abilities as well as challenges. We do some programs that are open to parents and families in the community. For example, we just did a program in Philadelphia. We have this amazing museum called the National Museum of American Jewish History. And every year we do a specially designed program there that we call a sensory-friendly tour. So kids with autism and other cognitive disabilities often have sensory issues where too much noise at crowded places can be really hard for them to just be in. And so we create an activity that's quieter and that's very calm and structured, and just visit parts of the museum that are not overwhelming in terms of sound or busy visuals. So those are some of the kind of things that we're doing for families. For our education directors and our teachers, we offer classes, coaching, workshops, and we also provide forums for all of our synagogues. We're encouraging synagogues to develop inclusion committees where people at the synagogue are thinking about issues of accessibility and how to make their synagogue more inclusive. And so we provide forums to bring leaders together so they can share resources and ideas. And we also do some community-wide training. So for example, we just created, and they're on our website, anyone can download them. We just created some Jewish values-based lesson plans about disability awareness within a Jewish context that can be used in schools with students, because we know that it's really important to educate kids and teens as well as adults about the value of including everyone.
How many people usually participate in these activities?
We serve a lot of people. You know, each program is a little bit different. So I guess I'd have to think of my numbers over the whole year. But, you know, we touch really almost, you know, leaders from almost every synagogue in the area at some point or another through the year.
Is it only synagogues, or are they also JCCs and other Jewish organizations?
Yeah, so we do work with all the Jewish organizations. Another thing that we do as part of whole community inclusion is we actually run a consortium. It's called the Jewish Special Needs Disability Inclusion Consortium of Greater Philadelphia, very long title. And every month I facilitate a meeting that brings together leaders from across the area, from different agencies that are working in disability inclusion. So that includes people working in housing, people working in, you know, job coaching, our JFCS, which does a lot of counseling, providing supports to families. And we sit around the table and share resources and talk about what are the biggest issues and how we can work together to bring more awareness and provide resources to the community.
What changes have you seen since you started doing this?
That's a great question. I think one of the biggest changes is that every year we see more and more synagogues that want to get on board and make changes. We're not pulling teeth anymore. It's more a matter of, you know, people are aware that we're here as a resource and will, you know, contact me to schedule a training for their teachers or send someone to participate in one of our programs or sharing our resources. But there's a lot more interest and awareness. A lot more of our synagogues are, you know, for example, many religious schools are putting money into hiring a special educator who can advise the teachers or work with the students that need extra supports. And there's definitely a willingness and an interest in doing this. I think the challenge is that there's not a one size fits all for every community, because each community is different. So it takes some time and some energy for leaders to come together and, you know, prioritize their goals. But we're here to support everyone in that process.
Are there any synagogues or other Jewish organizations that, since they know what you're doing, do they actually approach you and say, we have people or a person with this particular disability that hasn't been dealt with in any of your programs, what can you do for us?
Well, often, I wouldn't say that exactly, but often we'll have, I'll get a call, for example, one touch point is bar and bat mitzvah, because more synagogues are looking at how they can adapt and modify rituals and the service to make the bar and bat mitzvah experience really meaningful for kids of all abilities. And so I often get a call from a rabbi or a cantor asking for some support and guidance. We actually created 2 years ago a training for clergy and for tutors who work with kids with learning disabilities and other special needs on how to do modifications for Bar Mitzvah. And we've had two really successful trainings here in Philadelphia. We've done two in New York, and we're doing a third in June.
Have you done any kind of, I don't know, I guess official type study of the results, and what kind of feedback have you had?
Yeah, so we that's a great question. I mean, I think it's hard. We haven't yet done a really like comprehensive evaluation to see the impact of the work that we're doing. That's definitely in our plans coming up ahead, but not yet, not yet. It's mostly anecdotal. We're hearing a lot of positive impacts, but a good comprehensive kind of survey would be an important thing to do going ahead.
So what are your plans for the future?
I love that question. So my goal really is to, I would love it if in, let's say, 5 years from now, that the work and the kind of trainings we were doing would become obsolete, because our Jewish organizations would just know how to be inclusive of people with disabilities. We'd be part of, you know, teacher training. Buildings would figure out how to become more accessible, and there would be welcoming and support for parents, and that this would just be an automatic integrated part of Jewish life. I would love that. There's so many really important issues around disability that need support, especially the long-term, looking at the long-term supports that adults with disabilities need in terms of housing, employment, ongoing therapeutic supports. And it would be great to be able to focus attention in those arenas. But first, we've got to make sure that our Jewish organizations really are fully inclusive.
Is there anything else you would like to add that we might have left out?
Thank you. I think the main thing I would love to message to people is that even if this is not something that personally touches you or your family, to know how important it is to be aware of these issues for the community. One, because 1 in 5 people has a disability. And so, you know, we really need the people who aren't personally affected to be there to help, to know, to support and make change. And also, we hold the awareness that some disabilities come with birth and some come with age. And so even, you know, a fully healthy, functioning, middle-aged adult may not at all be thinking about, well, how would I get into my synagogue? How would I get up to the Bima if I couldn't walk anymore? How could I read the prayer book if I lost my vision or my vision was impaired? You know, so people might not be thinking about these issues, but as we're living older, there are many people that are acquiring disability with age. And so it's important that we make sure our synagogues are accessible for everyone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is English Corner at RadioSephirah.com. See you next week.